Welcome to another episode of Building Northwest Indiana Radio. My name is Kevin Comerford. I'm the Director of Professional Development at the Construction Advancement Foundation of Northwest Indiana. I will be your host today. The purpose of Building Northwest Indiana Radio is to give you a little insight into the Northwest Indiana professional construction industry. Today we will be talking about the Indiana Plan for Equal Employment, which is an organization that addresses the issue of low minority participation in the union building trades. My guest today is Roman Bronson. Roman is a union journeyman electrician. He is currently the Northwest Indiana coordinator of the Indiana Plan for Equal Employment. Roman, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about your organization, the Indiana Plan for Equal Employment, and what is your role as area coordinator?
Okay, yeah. The Indiana Plan is a longstanding community outreach program. We've partnered with the building trades as well as contract association groups to reach out to underrepresented populations within the building trades. So that's minorities, women, veterans, groups of that nature. I'm the Northwest Indiana Area Director. It's a statewide organization, and our main office is in Indianapolis.
Can you briefly talk about how you get people involved in your application process? You know, how does somebody go apply to get into your program and get involved in your community outreach program?
We have an online application. That's primarily the way that we collect applicants. We do. You do have the option of coming in and applying paper, but it just works better as far as applying online. As far as what you need to apply, just a valid driver's license. You need a high school diploma equivalent, and also you got to know that we do drug testing. So we work with the Building Construction Resource Center that handles all of our drug testing, and those are the main requirements as far as getting involved with the program.
What is the web address where people can go to apply?
It's IndianaPlan.org, IndianaPlan.org.
And I take it they could access the application from the front page of that website?
Yep. Yep. It's right there in the front descriptions. You'll see a highlighted text.
For an applicant that actually goes through the application process, they pass the admission test, they pass the drug screening. What is the next step for that applicant? I mean, what can they expect while going into the program?
Okay, yeah, that's a good question. So if you are selected for the Indiana Plan, we have limited spots available. We have quarterly classes, and we usually do around 10 people per class. But if you are involved with our program, what you can expect is further understanding of apprenticeships as far as how to apply, what to expect during an apprenticeship. We also have presentations from different union officials to give you an in-depth understanding of what that industry is all about and how to be successful in it. We also get you some safety credentials so you can start building your resume. And we also work with certain contractors to get you some on-the-job training so, again, you can start building your resume and become a better applicant for an apprenticeship.
Do you ever take the applicants and go visit a construction job site to give them firsthand knowledge of what goes on a job site, or do you take them to any of the various apprenticeship training centers here in Northwest Indiana?
Yeah, we do site tours of different apprenticeships. It's 21 different apprenticeships represented around Northwest Indiana, and we try to get a percentage of that as far as going to their facilities and getting presentations by their apprenticeship coordinators. We are also working on visiting different construction sites. Those are a little bit more spotty because there's some safety things that you got to take into account before you can go on a construction site. A lot of hazards there. But definitely all those things that helps inform an individual as far as what the industry is all about and how they can get involved.
So you're an electrician by trade. You were trained in local, was it 697?
Yeah, 697, yes, sir.
So you have kind of direct knowledge of what it takes to succeed in the industry as a union tradesman. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what it takes to get into a career in the construction trades and what kind of individuals tend to succeed?
It may sound a little corny, but some of the main attributes you got to have is you got to be enthusiastic about the your career choice. I would say working through an apprenticeship, as far as applying, is usually it takes time to get through that application process. So I would definitely say patience. That enthusiasm helps get you through that whole process and have a good attitude about it. Also working hard. I mean, you got to have that work ethic. Something as well as you got to like to be outside. Primarily, you're going to be working outside, whether it's hot, cold, it's, you know, all these different weather conditions. You got to be able to enjoy that. You got to be willing to step up to challenges. I mean, getting through an apprenticeship, being on those job sites, it's tight deadlines, it's high quality expectations, and you got to be able to meet all that and not just meet it, but exceed it. One of the more important attributes is being on time. Punctuality is one of the main criteria that they're looking for. You got to be there every day and on time. Also remaining drug free. You got to realize that certain things aren't worth your career. So those are some of the major points as far as what's going to make a good tradesperson.
That's a lot of great information about the Indiana plan, Roman. Unfortunately, we are out of time today, but we're going to pick up this conversation next week. Well, that'll do it for today's edition of Building Northwest Indiana Radio. Thanks again to our guest, Roman Bronson, with the Northwest Indiana Director of the Indiana Plan for Equal Employment. For more information on the Indiana Plan, please visit their website at www.indianaplan.org. And for more information about all the trades, you can visit www.webuildnwi.com.